Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the VP of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, Northeast Mississippi Community College. We appreciate you listening as always, and we're going to tip off this week's show, and a little pun intended there, with our head men's basketball coach, Cord Wright. And Cord, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Glad to be here, Will. Thank you.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you, and we've got a lot to talk about, including tonight. Big event on campus. It's your annual tip-off banquet.
Yeah, we're really excited. It's our preseason deal. We call it the Six Man's Club. It's our booster club, and this is 6 years going strong with it. And, you know, credit to our community and our supporters. It's continued to grow. And we do a little tip-off dinner tonight. It's an opportunity for some people that buy into an upper level of our booster club to come out and have a kind of sit-down dinner and meet and greet and kind of be with our players as we inch into this season. So it's an exciting time. We're looking forward to the night.
Yeah, it will be a fun night. And, of course, gosh, speaking of fun, that was the case a week ago tonight, late night madness. Wow, mission accomplished. What a night.
Yeah, it was. Man, it was exciting. The gym was filled. It's always good to get people in there and get it kind of cranked up. And, you know, this late night madness is kind of our form of meet the Tigers. We do it a little different in terms of we kind of try to incorporate the players and not just meet them, but interact with them. We do a knockout contest and slam dunk and three-point and all kind of different activities for the fans to kind of get involved. And it's just one of those events, like a lot of things in Northeast, once it's put out there, it just continues to grow. I think the fans had a great time and, you know, the players enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, a lot of pizza was eaten as well. It was a big, big night, no doubt about that. Well, the season tips off November 6th. It'll be here before we know it, against Faith Prep at Bonner Arnold Coliseum. A lot of preseason pubs centering around your program, and even yourself as one of the top JUCO coaches in the country. Congrats on that.
I appreciate it. We're excited about the season. Like you said, it was just the approach and the cold weather in the air just brings it all into the gym and gets us fired up. And, you know, we're excited about everything's ahead of us and looking forward to a big year.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was just a couple years ago, 2016, you won that regional championship, went to Hutch for the national Sweet 16 event. Of course, you won the North in 2017. What's your impressions? What's your take? What do you hope to accomplish this year?
Well, you know, we like to talk about hanging banners and winning some rings, and so we've got to get back on track with that. You know, I think we've got an experienced group of sophomores that are coming back that had a lot of play time and a lot of good things went their way as far as freshman year. We feel like we've added some tremendous freshmen, both locally and out of state. And, you know, right now we're in that grind of the season where we're working, we're trying to get better. There's not a whole lot of light at the end of the tunnel because November 6th for coaches seems like it's really close, but for players, it seems like it's forever ago. But our guys are working. We're excited. We got a lot of good pieces, you know, just trying to, as coaches, to put it together and get them in going in the right direction.
Well, no doubt, and I think you will. There's no question you and Kyle Morris, the assistant coach. And once again, last year, I mean, it was fun watching the NCAA tournament. You had a trio of former Tigers playing in March Madness. But just looking at last year's team, you got five of those guys that are now playing at four-year schools.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a sign of obviously a good program, the players and himself winning, all that kind of stuff kind of coincides together. And, you know, for our guys to continue to move on is why they come here. All of them moved on with degrees, plus opportunity to play at a four-year school. And we've got Connor McKay down there at Ole Miss that's going to be a walk-on, but part of the rotation of playing and practicing and stuff. We got Bryce Smith went on to Valdosta State. Bryant Givens went on to Columbus State. Smith and Kendall are over there at North Alabama finishing up their senior years. Shaq Buchanan is at starting at Murray State and coming off an NCAA tournament bid. Wesley Harris starts at West Virginia. And then Shaq's brother is at New Mexico State. Zach Hudson is at Bethel. So it was funny. I talked to all these guys just the last couple of days, and they're so excited about obviously what we're doing down here because they're still a part of it, but they're also excited about where they're headed in the future of their programs and where they're going. And so we're fired up about what's ahead for them as well.
No doubt about that. Now, you talked earlier about the six-man club. That's a really a big deal. Well, Cord, before I let you leave, I know you talked about earlier about the six-man club. You're very proud of that. But another project of yours, the Little Dribblers. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a program we started, again, probably back right around my first year. So we're moving into our fifth, sixth year. And what it is just kind of a little introduction to basketball. We get some young kids in there anywhere from, we say pre-K, but somewhere around that 4 or 5 year old up to about third, fourth grade. And it just depends on what their age is and how they want to interact. But we get them on Saturday mornings. We go for about an hour, hour and a half, first three Saturdays of November. And it's just me. It's just me and the kids. Sometimes my wife, because she's a former coach, she helps out. But it's a good time. It's a fun time. We just try to – we bring eight-foot goals in. We teach them just some basic fundamentals, dribbling, passing, shooting. We're playing kids' bop music, just trying to enjoy ourselves, play a bunch of different little games. And the kids seem to have a lot of fun. We're teaching some basketball, and it gives them an opportunity, which works out well because some of them from there go into their little elementary and CYO and upward stuff. So it kind of leads them into that. And we've had a tremendous turnout. We try to keep it around 30 kids, and every year we are right at our number. So Subway helps sponsor us on that deal. So it's great to have some, again, another supporter in town. And it's just been a wonderful event, and it's continued to grow. I've gotten my numbers continue to increase. We're limited right now to how many I got left, and I'm hoping to fill them up here soon and get this thing rolling.
Well, if somebody's interested in becoming or bringing someone on board for the Little Dribblers, or if they're interested in the six-man club, what's their best way to get a hold of you?
Best way is to get a hold of me. Just call me. I got my email address, which is cdwright@nemcc.edu, because I'm very accessible, and it's just a bunch of different opportunities to get involved with Northeast and Northeast basketball, and we'd like to wish all to come along.
Well, we wish you all the best this upcoming year, and really appreciate your time to be on the show this week.
Pleasure to be here, always.
How about a couple quick hitters? Congratulations to the robotics team of the Northeast Career Development Academy. In only their first year of existence as a club, let alone as a robotics team, they placed in the top 10 at the state competition this past weekend at Mississippi State University. Hugh Sims, a sales representative for the Gene Haas Foundation, was on hand last week to deliver a $10,000 check to Stevie Lovelace and Mike Snowden of our Precision Manufacturing and Machining Technology program to help students receive the help they need in the classroom. That wasn't the only good news for our Division of Business and Engineering Technology last week, as they also received a $2,500 donation from the Tennessee Valley Authority. Just a reminder, if you're interested in joining the Honors Institute for the spring semester, applications are now being accepted. Also, if you're interested in being a part of the most beautiful pageant on Tuesday, November 13th, registration is currently underway in the Student Activities Office of the Union. Don't forget to stop by the Emmett Till William H. Holtzclaw exhibits in the Anderson Hall Art Gallery. The art gallery is open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And one programming note that you may want to be aware of, and we will remind you next week as well, in order to upgrade our wireless internet, Wi-Fi services will be down on Friday, November 2nd until upgrades are complete. Once again, Wi-Fi services will be down on Friday, November 2nd for upgrades, and will stay down until upgrades are complete. You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Now, Northeast Mississippi Community College's Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa Honors Society has dedicated this year's Honors in Action to researching brain drain in Mississippi. In addition to researching the Honors in Action topic, the organization is exploring why if brain drain is occurring in Mississippi and what actions can be taken to prevent it. And joining me on this segment of Tiger Talk is not only the president, Jada Carney, but also the VP of Scholarships, Avalon Morris. And appreciate your time, ladies.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Well, always thrilled to have you. In fact, Avalon, we'll start with you. You were just on a couple weeks ago, our homecoming queen here at Northeast for 2018. Let's talk a little about brain drain for those folks that have never heard about that term. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, as we started our research for our project, we ran into a lot of articles about the brain drain, and it piqued our interest because we didn't really know what it was about, and so we wanted to know more about it. We found that many college-educated millennials in Mississippi are leaving the state after they graduate for lots of different reasons, whether it's for better job opportunities or for political reasons, lots of different things. So in our research, we came across several different perspectives. Some people believe the brain drain does exist, and others don't. So this really applies to all of us in Mississippi. So it quickly became something we wanted to tackle, and we just dug right in.
Well, you have tackled it, and there's going to be a huge panel discussion 1 week from tonight. We'll talk more about that with Jada in just a bit. But let's talk about this project that PTK is doing, and part of that project is a survey.
Yes. So as we were thinking of our project and the action that we wanted to have with it, we saw that there were some statistics out there that just didn't exist. And as we were partnering with several institutions, they really had a need for certain information, and it just wasn't out there. So we thought the way that we could contribute and get involved is to create a survey that we can send out to as many people as possible to receive feedback about why they left Mississippi, or why they came back, or why they chose to stay altogether. And so it will help people who are researching the topic to understand better what they're looking for exactly.
That sounds good, Avalon. Now joining me is Jada Carney. She's from Tupelo. She's the president of PTK. And let's talk a little bit about this big panel discussion that's coming up 1 week from tonight at 6 p.m. in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union. You've got yourself a tremendous group of panelists.
We really do. And like Avalon was saying, as we did our research, we really wanted to have every perspective represented on the panel discussion. So we've invited Mississippi Native Jake McGraw, who is the public policy coordinator from the William Winter Institute, and he's the editor also for RethinkMississippi.org. And then we've also invited Dr. Mimo Parisi, who is a sociology professor, and he's the director for NSPARC. And so he has collected a lot of data stating that the brain drain is not necessarily true. And so he has a lot of factual and statistical information that we wanted to be present on our panel. And they've also invited Dale Kendrick, who is a retired senior quality manager at Caterpillar with over 30 years of business management experience. And so he has a lot of experience with hiring people from inside the state and also outside the state. And then we wanted to have a perspective of someone who has left the state of Mississippi. And so Loretta Shaw, who is from this area, who moved to Atlanta to become a business systems analyst for the state of Georgia, is returning back and is going to offer a perspective of why she left, for a better job opportunity and for cultural reasons. So we wanted to have each voice represented on our panel.
Well, that sounds great. And once again, Northeast Brain Drain Discussion Panel is open to all Northeast employees, students, and the public. It's free of charge. It's a week from tonight, October 30th at 6 p.m. in the Black and Gold Room of our union. They're going to explore this topic. And Jada, what do you hope to accomplish 1 week from tonight?
So we can't necessarily say our panel discussion will point directly to the brain drain is in existence or not in existence, but we really just want to raise awareness about the topic and also raise awareness that our survey is out there for people to fill out who have remained in the state or who have left the state. So we want them to really find that survey and also fill it out, so we will have that information available to those like Dr. Parisi who are continually doing research on this topic.
That's wonderful. Ladies, can't thank you enough. Keep up the great work with PTK, and all the best a week from tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
What's coming up at Northeast? As Cord Wright mentioned earlier, we will have our six-man club banquet in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum tonight. This is where some of our biggest basketball donors have a chance to meet the men and women's basketball team and introduce themselves. Also tonight at 6:30, Cultural Arts, along with the Mississippi Humanities Council, is hosting Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr. to share his powerful story of being in the same house as Emmett Till when he was abducted back in 1955. Parker is the cousin of Till and will tell what it was like in Money, Mississippi, and the circumstances surrounding Till's murder and the subsequent civil rights movement. Tomorrow, October 24th, we will welcome the Northeast Mississippi Planning and Development District to campus. They'll be in the Claude Wright Room of the Union starting at 10 a.m. On Thursday, a big and busy day on campus. Action kicks off with our annual high school chorus and choir conference. We'll have between 12 to 15 buses from schools throughout Northeast Mississippi on campus. They'll be on hand to showcase their skills, and we'll give a combined concert that afternoon. Pep Rally will move back to its original spot on the lawn in front of Ramsey Student Services Building after we moved it to the green space across from Subway a few weeks ago to be part of our Heads Festival. That Pep Rally kicks off at 12:10. Tailgating kicks off at 5 around the fountain. Sophomores will be recognized prior to the final home game of the year against number one ranked East Mississippi. Sophomore recognition starts at 6:15. Kickoff is set for 6:30. We'll also welcome three outside groups to campus on Thursday. Boonville's Boys and Girls Club will occupy the NEMCC Health and Nutrition Center before giving way to Faith Harvest Blossoms for their meeting that night. Baptist Hospital will be honoring some of its best and brightest that night as well in the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union. The Baptist Awards start at 7 p.m. Friday, it's another busy day on campus. We'll kick the day off with our last Northeast Now recruitment event. Nearly 10 high schools, along with approximately 550 high school seniors, will be joining us on campus to see what it's like to be a true Northeast Tiger. In addition to Northeast Now, Cord Wright and the Tigers will have an exhibition basketball scrimmage in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum starting at 10 a.m. Teams involved include Freed Hardeman University, Columbia State out of Tennessee, and Bevel State, Alabama. Games begin at 10. Last game will start at 1:30. Admission is free. While the Tigers are playing at home, Brenda Mays' Lady Tigers will be in action at East Central Community College on Friday. The Lady Tigers will start with East Central at 2 p.m. before wrapping up the day against Hines at 5 p.m. Then next Monday, October 29th, members of the Northeast Child Care will be out doing their annual Halloween trick or treating on campus starting at 8:30. Also on Monday, Northeast Wesley Foundation will hold a Halloween costume party at 7 p.m. in the Wesley House located at 701 Jefferson Street. On Tuesday, members of the Northeast Child Care wrap up their annual Halloween trick-or-treating on campus starting at 8:30. Also, as Jada Carney and Eveline Morris mentioned earlier in the show, the Northeast Iota Zeta chapter of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society will host a panel discussion to raise awareness of the brain drain. College graduates leaving the state of Mississippi at 6 p.m. in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union. And the Student Government Association will host its annual Halloween dance that night in the Bonner Arnold Coliseum at 8 to 10 p.m. Costumes are welcome, but make sure you bring your Northeast ID to gain admittance to the event. And with that, we wrap up this week's show. Special shout out to Michael Miller for everything that he does each week to get us on the air. So for Cord Wright and for Jada Carney and Eveline Morris, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.